Hi there. Welcome to the Health Analytic Insights podcast. This podcast is all about creating a community of like-minded individuals who are passionate about the field of health informatics. I hope to share information and advice in topics such as health analytics, digital health, biomedical engineering, and data visualization in healthcare. And in exchange, I would love to hear from you, dear listener, about your experience and interest in this field. You can drop me a line at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. And this email, along with any references discussed during this podcast, will be listed in the show notes below. If this resonates with you, don't forget to follow and subscribe to this podcast, as I'll be releasing new episodes bi-weekly. Before I jump into the episode, I wanted to let you know that at the end of the year, I'll be wrapping up the Health Analytic Insights podcast. I've had so much fun interacting with you, the listener, over the last 3 years and receiving emails and comments on how these podcast episodes have helped you to learn more about the health informatics field. If you have any episode topics you'd like me to cover before the podcast wraps, please email me at healthanalyticinsights@gmail.com. Now, back to the episode. So in this episode of the Health Analytic Insights podcast, I want to provide some tips on how you can structure your resume to get the best results when it comes to your job search. And I've had the opportunity to review several different resumes from people who have sent me their resume via email. And I've noticed some similar patterns that I hope to review in this episode. So here's a few tips to help you succeed when applying. Consider including a resume summary. So this is a brief statement, which can be from 3 to 5 sentences, which is usually at the top of your resume, outlining your skills and previous accomplishments. This is key to include, especially if you're transitioning from a completely different field. You might be a project manager or business analyst, and now you're trying to transition into health informatics, or you're coming from a clinical background as a nurse or a pharmacy tech. So just highlighting some transferable skills will be really helpful for the hiring manager to understand your interest in the health informatics field, especially if your field is coming from something that is not related to healthcare at all. So in a blog post, which I'll link to in the show notes of the episode, I've highlighted some transferable skills that might be applicable to a role in health informatics. Some of these transferable skills include project management skills, change management skills, training others. From a generic perspective, anytime you have ownership when it comes to running small or mini projects and collecting feedback, this can be a transferable skill that can be applied in the health informatics field, because oftentimes you might be running a smaller mini project when it comes to developing a report or dashboard or data product. You'll need a variety of stakeholder engagement and input. And then you'll also have maintenance of this technical tool. Therefore, someone who has worked as a project manager, product owner, or has project management skills could effectively transition into a health informatics role. Other transferable skills you might want to highlight might be someone who has experience with change management in healthcare or other industries, whether it's helping to implement an EHR system in a hospital as a super user. So you might have a background as a nurse or pharmacy tech, and you've helped to either provide feedback on an EHR implementation within your hospital or improving clinical workflow through medication ordering. This prior skill set would be great to highlight in your resume summary at the top of your resume to entice the hiring manager to continue reading and not to dismiss your resume because you might not have the exact number of years of experience in health informatics. Another tip I provide in terms of structuring your resume would be to outline clearly and concisely how your experience is related to the job description. So really, when it comes to building your resume, you should have the job description on one side of your screen and your resume on the other side of your screen. And really go down line by line in the job description and clearly connect between your own experience, whether that's volunteer experience, work experience, experience that you have through projects or courses that you might have taken in school, and really emphasize the experience that you have which relates to that job description point. Sometimes the hiring manager who might be your direct manager might not be the first one to review your resume. It could be someone who doesn't have experience in the field. And so it's really important to make that clear connection between what the job description is looking for and what skills you have. As I said before, I've had an opportunity to review several different resumes from people who have sent them to me looking to get a job in this field. And when they ask me for feedback, oftentimes I have to ask them directly. I see that you've listed experience on your resume. So just be a simple line of experience with SQL or experience with Power BI or experience with EHR systems. But they haven't really elaborated and clearly described what they have done, either with a technical tool, with a project, and how it relates directly to the job description. And oftentimes after we have a discussion, I find out that they have experience analyzing clinical data sets, or they've done interesting project work as part of their coursework. So it's really important that you expand on any technical tools or projects that you've done. Don't just list it, but really explain the impact. And this is where things like quantitative metrics can come into play. So in this project, I had increased 20% engagement on the dashboard. So really putting in those percentages and measuring the impact that the work that you've done has had. And also, I've repeated this several times, but really make sure that you connect it to that job description point. Because I think that some of the mindset of people is that, you know, once they get that interview, they'll really be able to explain and expand. You don't want to have, you know, a 5-page, 6-page resume. And I agree with that. But oftentimes there's just so many candidates that you really have to stand out and you really have to be able to showcase to whoever's looking at your resume right away that you have the skills to perform in the job. So although there will be opportunity to expand more on your resume, it's really key that you highlight that you do have the skills or you have partial amount of the skills and you can just train up in the job. And so what I would really suggest is, again, go step by step, bullet point by bullet point, understand how your resume relates to the job description. And if you can, find someone to review your resume and ask them if they see similarities and connections. Really get that outside perspective. And preferably someone who is not in the health informatics field, really get that perspective from them. So these are just some of my general tips when it comes to structuring your resume for applying for jobs in the health informatics field. And I know once you get that call back, you're really going to want to prepare some interview questions. So in the show notes, I have a series of interview questions that I've been asked personally, and it's linked in the ebook, where I have provided a step-by-step guide on how you can completely prepare for the health informatics role. It also contains information on a sample resume that you can look for when you're applying for jobs. So look for that in the show notes of this episode. Thanks so much for listening.